This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sears just now reported its 11th straight quarterly loss, this one for the last 3 months of last year, the holiday shopping period. Revenues were down by nearly a quarter, same-store sales down 4.4%. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, one bright spot for Sears, it's real estate.
At a Sears in northwest Baltimore, only the occasional customer could be spotted amid the rows of mattresses, dishwashers, and rack after rack of clothes on clearance. Shopper Kim Adim, whose husband used to work at Sears, was surprised to see it so empty.
I told my daughter when I went in, I'm like, there are not a lot of shoppers in there. What's going on?
What's going on is that Sears is on life support after 31 straight quarters of falling sales. The company has proposed creating a real estate investment trust that would buy hundreds of its stores and then lease them back to the company. David Towle with the hedge fund Maglin Capital says that would give Sears a cushion of cash.
It doesn't seem like there is going to be a 90-degree turn on a dime for the fortunes of this company. So therefore, it's going to need to buy more time by having additional liquidity.
Towle says the company's best hope is to slow its losses until it chooses bankruptcy or engineers a comeback. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.